Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Once again, brothers and sisters, I want to urge you to be open this week, especially to the mercy of God. There are great, great graces available to you to confess your sin, to get the burden off your back and off your heart. Be set free, that God might use you for the souls of others. John Paul, many years ago at a youth conference, said this: "Do not be afraid to draw near to him, to cross the threshold of his dwelling, to speak to him face to face as you would talk with a friend, because he is your greatest friend, and he is nothing, nothing but mercy for you." To St. Faustina, he said, "My daughter, look into the abyss of my mercy and give praise and glory to this mercy of mine. Do it in this way. Gather all sinners from the entire world and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. I want to give myself to souls. I yearn for souls, my daughter. On the day of my feast, the feast of divine mercy, go through the whole world and bring fainting souls to the spring of my mercy. I shall heal and strengthen them." Mercy is not cheap grace. We've got to admit that we need mercy, especially in certain areas. But once we do that, and we say, "Lord, I'm sorry and I want to change," then incredible grace comes into our lives. You can't dismiss your sin. It's not, as I said, cheap grace. You've got to face your sin. But God will give you grace to do that. Not to excuse it, not to be blind to it, not to be deaf to it, but face it and admit it and seek forgiveness. Then you will know the tremendous gift of God's mercy. It quenches our thirst, gives us new life, a new hope, a new peace. Please, please take advantage. If forgiveness, as I talked about before, if a lack of forgiveness is a major obstacle to you receiving forgiveness and receiving the mercy of God yourself, if you won't forgive others, but you want the mercy of God, we need to come to forgiveness. We need to be helped to forgive others, both by receiving God's mercy and then being an extension of that to those people that we've had difficulty with. I have, and I've mentioned this before, I have a CD called Captured by Mercy. This is not the booklet. This is a CD. You can go on our website, renewalministries.net, and you can order it from there. There is a free booklet offered at the end of this program, and if you call the 800 number, you'll get the free booklet. But if you want the CD, you can go online to renewalministries.net, go to the bookstore, and you can order the CD there. I really want you, brothers and sisters, to know more and more the mercy of God and to be channels of that mercy. But it does involve the ticket, so to speak, is our own repentance and our own facing our sin and weakness. And unforgiveness is a huge part of that in many, many cases. So I encourage you to get the help by listening to the CD. I urge you to pray about this and to ask that all the graces of your baptism and your confirmation would sustain you and help you to face your sin and repent of it. And then you not only know the mercy of God, but you become a channel of it. First reading for today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verses 27 to 33. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. See, these were really tumultuous days for the apostles. I mean, this was hard. But they were so buoyed up by the realization that he is alive. He is my God. That they have boldness and courage now that they did not have before. Remember, they ran, they betrayed, they denied. Look at this. They are now brought before the Sanhedrin. The high priest questioned them, "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." In other words, you're wanting to accuse us of killing him. But Peter and the apostles said in reply, we must obey God rather than men. Where are you with that sentence? We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. In other words, come on, you could be part of it. Believe him, obey him, and see what fruit it bears in your life. So when the authorities heard this, they became infuriated, wanted to put them to death. You know, when somebody challenges us with the truth, and it's a truth that we don't want to accept because it would involve facing ourselves, we create quite an uproar sometimes. Shakespeare said, methinks he does protest too much, or she protests too much. In other words, when you're fighting for all kinds of reasons to defend your position, you end up looking pretty foolish. But it happens to us as human beings. What we ought to be doing is just saying, Lord, what's the truth here in this situation? Even though I'm challenged, I might be humiliated, whatever, what's the truth here? I need to live in the truth. If it means defending God, give me grace to do that. If it means admitting my own sin, my own mistakes, give me the grace to do that. Whatever is the truth here, whatever is needed here, give me the grace to do it. And that's what the apostles were doing. I mean, they could have been, you know, sentenced to death, but they couldn't, in a certain sense, they couldn't shut up because they knew what the truth was, and they knew that the truth would set these people free if they just stopped being so stubborn. Psalm 34, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. The poor are those often who don't seem like much in the eyes of the world, but they love Jesus, and the Lord hears their cry. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth, but when the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all, the Lord delivers him. Brothers and sisters, there is so much that God wants to give us. We just have to do it on his terms, not ours. Lord, I'll do this for you if you do this for me. It can't be that. I come as the penitent. I come as the suppliant. I come as the one in need, to the only one who can really save me and set me free. When we adopt that attitude, we're not humiliated. We're actually set free because we're living in the truth. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 31 to 36. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, look at that. John says, the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. God does not withhold himself from those who seek him and seek him in truth. That's why the very things that you want to hide, the very things you want to ignore, the very things that you hope no one else ever finds out about you, when you place those, when you look at them, face them, put them before God, you are set free. You really are. And you're free to hear what the Lord wants to give you and do for you and what he wants to do through you. But if we don't admit, if we don't face our own sin and our own weakness, our own mistakes and failures, it's like we become locked And we can't give and we can't receive. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. God has so much to give you of himself. The Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. When the Holy Spirit is given to us, we share in the very life of God. If we could really comprehend that, we'd be annihilated because our whole being could not contain it. But God gives of himself according to our faith. Whatever we can sustain, he will give us. I used to say to the Lord, Lord, I want you in all of these areas, but just not in this. Let's not talk about this. Let's not deal with this. And what I was doing was holding back the very grace that God wanted to give me to set me free. Because I didn't want to face some things in myself. Let me tell you, there is nothing but mercy when you come to him. And it will change your life. The one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever believes in the Son, believes doesn't just say, I believe in God the Father Almighty. I believe in his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. That's not what it means. You can say words till you're blue in the face, and that won't make a bit of difference. What do you believe? How does faith infuse, inform your life? Do you make decisions clear on who God is and who you are? All the decisions about your lives, your family, those you love, your business associates. Are you making your decisions based on the fact that you are a son or a daughter of God and loved by God? The enemy will try to convince us that we're nothing but stupid and worthless. You know, the world dealt me a deck of cards that were really bad and poor me and woe is me, but there's no sense of change or desire to change. It can be called depression, it can be called despair. Brothers and sisters, there is no need, no matter how deeply mired in sin we might be, there is no need to ever despair because God will always forgive those who come to him. Will you please, please open your heart because God does not ration his gift of the Spirit. He gives it fully and freely to everyone who asks. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever disobeys the Son will not see life. The wrath of God remains upon him. Neither you nor I want to experience the wrath of God or any more of the wrath of God. We want the love and the mercy of God. So open your heart to him today. Open your life to him today. Let him walk through all the rooms of your life. He will set you free. God bless you. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. 4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.